The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival wrapped up Sunday. As WWNO's Jessica Rosegard reports, the perfect weather this weekend made for a busy close despite a rainy, slow opener.
Warm weather meant strong sales at the Zulu Diamond Cutters beer tent.
Hooray! But I think that this is going to be a banner year, you know, for us, even though we had one day that really stormed us out.
The Festival Beer and Soda Booth is the biggest fundraiser for the nonprofit Diamond Cutters, one of the premier crews of the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club. Crew Captain Johnny Jackson says the money raised goes towards Mardi Gras costs and charity events throughout the year.
We have the Zulu picnic that we do. We do the Toys for Tot, to give toys away for Christmas. There are just so many events that we participate in. So we're not just a Mardi Gras crew once a year. I mean, we go year-round.
Festival headliners Stevie Wonder and Dave Matthews drew large crowds for the popular second weekend, while hometown favorites Trombone Shorty and the Meters closed out the final day. Trombone Shorty thrilled the crowd as he jumped down from the Acura stage, dancing and crowd surfing for his encore. As people streamed for the gates, they snatched up snacks from food vendors at discount prices. One final taste of the fest until 2018. For WWNO, I'm Jessica Rosegard.